poll, only 15% of Arizonans feel better off under Democrat rule. By Wendell Hasebo on October 1, 2022. Only 15% of Arizonans say they have been better off since President Joe Biden assumed the White House and Democrats took control of Congress, a Suffolk University/Arizona Republic poll found Friday. 48% of likely Arizona voters feel worse off since Democrats regained control of Washington, D.C. Concerning the state's economic condition, which has been saddled with massive amounts of illegal immigration, only 19% said the state's economy was good. 30% said it was poor. Less than half, 48%, said it was fair. Just 2% said the economy was excellent. The poll sampled 500 likely Arizona voters from September 21 to 25 and has a 4.4% margin of error. The polling comes as two major races will be decided in less than 39 days. Trump-endorsed Blake Masters is challenging establishment Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, and Republican Carrie Lake is challenging Democrat Katie Hobbs for governor. Masters has been closing in on Kelly, while Lake has been constantly leading Hobbs in the polls. One of the largest issues in Arizona is illegal immigration. According to Migration Policy Institute, about 273,000 illegal immigrants are living in the state. Illegal immigration increases rent costs, reduces American wages, burdens law enforcement, extracts human resources from poor home countries, overburdens law enforcement, and undermines employees' workplace rights. According to national numbers, August was the fifth consecutive month in which migrant apprehensions exceeded 180,000 under Democrat rule. Nearly 2 million illegal migrants crossed the southern border this fiscal year. Democrats have done little to prevent this massive immigration. Senator Kelly, in particular, has supported many of the Biden administration's migration policies that have contributed to the influx of immigrants. Kelly voted three times in 2021 to defund border wall construction. He has also voted against Title 42 three times, along with voting against hiring 18,000 Border Patrol agents before any new IRS agents are hired. He additionally broke his promise to force the Biden administration to fund the Arizona National Guard troops stationed at the border by the state. Kelly's extreme voting record includes casting the deciding vote for Biden's wasteful spending that fueled inflation, voting four times to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, supporting a ban on fracking which had helped America become energy independent three times, and voting for Biden's Inflation Reduction Act that will raise taxes and fund the IRS's 87,000 new IRS agents. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.